We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. How are you today? I'm going to have a little bit of fun, I guess, with this initial story that was developing yesterday, and it relates to the future of the Carolina Panthers. Not the location where the team will play, but the location for operations. Because South Carolina has put on a very aggressive effort now to try to lure the team's operations south of the border. Now, one of the things I'm very curious to know, all of you within the sound of my voice, how concerned are you about this? Or does it not make a difference at all? South Carolina lawmakers working on a deal to move the team's business operations and training facilities out of Charlotte and into South Carolina. This announcement was made on Wednesday. Henry McMaster, the governor, made this announcement along with House and Senate leaders. They attended a private meeting at the governor's mansion with Panthers owner David Tepper, to discuss details of this deal. Now, the interesting thing here, and I think Mr. Tepper is playing this very cautiously, he did not attend that news conference. Also not in attendance, Panthers employees or members of his legal team. But if we are to believe Governor McMaster, or as some would refer to him, Governor McTaxter, there's interest by David Tepper in moving about 150 employees to a site in York or Lancaster counties. How much money are we talking about? How much of a big deal is this? Well, the payroll, estimated payroll amount, $190 million a year. You immediately know what's at stake here, don't you? Tax dollars. Where is this revenue going to go? In fact, last month, the Panthers met with Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes and U.S. Representative Ralph Norman. He is the member of Congress who covers this part of South Carolina. McMaster saying the potential Panthers move would include an estimated investment of at least $150 million within a four-year period. These talks have been going on for several months, and they've acknowledged there's still a long way to go here. This is a pretty clever strategy, because with the fact that Charlotte is a border city, there's the opportunity here for South Carolina to participate in a little mischief, which they are doing. As far as North Carolina goes, Mr. Tepper has had ongoing conversations with the North Carolina Commerce Department. He's also met with Governor Roy Cooper a couple of times over the past few months. So we've got a little battle going on between the states. Cooper was asked by reporters whether North Carolina will make a counteroffer. Cooper said he plans to consult with local government officials and determine what it is we want to do. Can we give the short answer to that? Yes. You ever try to get a straight answer out of a politician? I mean, it just doesn't work, does it? Well, we're going to consider, and we're going to weigh our options. Can you just answer the freaking question? Just answer it. Cooper went on to say, Charlotte has always thought big. That's why it's the successful city that it is. So I think there is time to discuss what needs to happen in the future and what we need to do to make sure we have a continued strong relationship with the Panthers. Who wrote this garbage? I mean, seriously. Just speak in regular English. That would be a good idea. Vi Lyles, the mayor, told the Observer, the city's not spoken with Cooper's office about a joint effort to keep the team's entire operations in Charlotte. The city intends to work on some sort of retention effort. State lawmakers already are hoping to push new legislation filed Wednesday through the respective committees as quickly as possible to make the team eligible for specific incentives. That includes tax breaks, infrastructure improvements that have been used by state leaders to lure other economic powerhouses like Boeing in North Charleston and Volvo in Berkeley County. A professional football team is a big business, you think? Much more than where you play your football games. McMaster said if the Panthers come to the state, the property will include practice fields, parking, offices, and other facilities. Also saying there's a potential to collaborate and bring hotels, restaurants, and retail. When asked whether he's worried about competing bids from North Carolina, McMaster said he's confident a deal will be sealed. Wow, it sounds like he's talking trash about North Carolina, doesn't it? We're not concerned about that. We're thinking about South Carolina. We know we can outrun anyone on the field. Wow. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Cooper? And I'm kind of curious. For those of you, whether you're fans or not, you are residents, and I guarantee you in some way, your taxpayer dollars are going to be a factor in this one way or the other. I'd like to know what you think. What should happen here? What would you like to see? Speaking of money, a lot of you in Mecklenburg County have not been thrilled getting your recent revaluations and finding out the value of your property has gone up, which means your taxes will go up. Well, the Panthers are on that list as well. The tax value of Bank of America Stadium surged from $135 million to $572 million. Now the team's saying the facility is actually worth just over $87.2 million. Really? The chief financial officer said the team's estimate is based on the recent purchase of the team. According to a revaluation appeal letter to the county obtained by the Observer, David Tepper bought the Panthers last summer for $2.275 billion. That's an NFL record. A market value of $87 million for the stadium would be a whopping $485 million or 85% less than what the county says its new value is. Yeah, let's try that with our homes. Yeah, I think ours is worth 85% less. Give that a try and see how that appeal works out. Love to get your thoughts on what happens with the Panthers' operations right here. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with WBT and our very own Boomer Von Cannon at the 23rd Annual Charlotte Coast Green Festival. Saturday, March 16th, parade kicking off at 11 a.m. North Tryon and 9th Streets uptown. Admission is free. For more information and details, go to WBT.com/events. So what do you think about the possibility of the Panthers moving their business operations south of the border? Do you care? Let's go out to Chris in Charlotte. Good morning. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Come in, Chris.
Hi, I'm here, sir. I am here. Sorry about that. So my first thought is, did South Carolina residents pay part of the $65 million corporate welfare that we gave Tepper and the Panthers to do the upgrades in the stadium, or was that just our thank you for the $65 million? We're going to exit stage right with that.
I don't think they made any contribution to that.
Yeah, so the social justice warrior in me is kind of flared up about it.
So it doesn't sound like you are a fan.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the team, and I don't want to say too much, but I actually do some work in the stadium, and it's a great facility. Everything they need is there. You know, I understand wanting to expand. I understand wanting to, I appreciate all those things. But at the same token, I feel like we deserve, we've contributed, we've put into this as individual taxpayers, residents of North Carolina. Why bother? It's like, I guess it's going to be about finances in the end. I know they're two states, one team, that whole concept. I love it. And I do want to have my South Carolina brethren and friends and South Carolina neighbors and more involved, but I just feel a little bit slighted. I guess I'm against corporate welfare to begin with, so that's maybe where this angst comes from, but it's part of the deal. It's like, here's $65 million, so you can free up $65 million of your own money and move part of the team away from us. It's a little butthurt, but big picture, still happy to have the Panthers here, still a huge fan, never going to change. Not over corporate decisions anyway. So yep. That's my two cents, Vince.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your call there, Chris, over on the text line. Just say no to the Panthers. Taxpayers will be on the line to pay for them. That is one perspective here. And I think that's what a lot of people see immediately. Dollar signs. I hope the idiots that voted for Cooper enjoy the higher taxes in the sanctuary cities. Not to mention commerce fleeing the taxes and regulations. Vince, the Panthers camp has always been portrayed as a financial boon to Spartanburg. The truth is the numbers are fudged by the chamber and the city. Aha. Henry just wants to keep spending tax dollars to look good. Politicians do that? No. Let's go out to Stan in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is purely a business move. I mean, because of the new tax assessments in Mecklenburg County, I mean, unless something changes, look how much Tepper's going to have to pay for that practice facility. So I think the exodus to South Carolina is just a mere symptom of what you're going to see big time unless the county commission with their 9 Democrats changes their tune on things, or you're going to see a lot more than just the Carolina Panthers moving out of Mecklenburg County.
So you think this is a direct consequence, or it could be a consequence, of anticipated tax policies of Democrats?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, Tepper's a businessman. I mean, that's his first loyalty. He's got to make a profit on the team. And, you saw what's going on, whether they remain tax neutral or not is a big question, and I can't imagine that being true. I think they're going to be somewhere in between. I don't think, we're going to go up to the 50% or whatever the heck the average was, but even if you go up 10 or 15 or 20% that's prime real estate where that Carolina practice facility is right now. So, yep. You got to pay the piper.
Yep, I hear you, Stan. Hey, appreciate your call. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Well, we have one indication on the national scene that the Mueller investigation could be winding down. One of the most prominent members of Robert Mueller's team investigating Russia's attack on the 2016 presidential election, is actually going to leave his office and the Justice Department. His name is Andrew Weissman. He's the architect of the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He's going to go away to study and teach at New York University and work on a variety of public service projects, including his longstanding interest in preventing wrongful convictions by shoring up forensic science standards used in courts. His departure, the strongest sign yet, Mueller and his team have all but concluded their work. There's no reason for this guy to stick around if their work is wrapping up. As Manafort, will spend about 7.5 years in federal prison. This is based on two cases in the Mueller investigation. Neither involved collusion. Neither involved collusion. I think you already knew that. Poor Weissman has also borne the brunt of attacks from critics like Rush Limbaugh and conservative legal interest groups. They cited his attendance at Hillary Clinton's election night party 2016 and a positive email he wrote to former acting attorney general Sally Yates after she refused to defend the Trump administration's first Muslim travel ban. So I think the message for someone like this guy who is leaving is good riddance. Have a great time, Mr. Weissman. Love to get your thoughts on this and whether you're encouraged by this indication that the investigation seems to be winding down. And where it leads and what the product will be from this, who knows? On the line, wanting to talk about the Panthers, we've got Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
All right, sir.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm a long-time Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Our family's had season tickets since 1979. And Mr. Tepper was a part of that organization for quite a long time. He grew up a couple of blocks probably from the Pittsburgh area proper. And the amazing thing about it is their practice facility was close by, probably 25 miles out from the actual stadium. And then there was the workable, usable practice facility that they would use on a daily, weekly basis type thing. That was within a couple blocks of the facility, you know, the actual stadium. And I definitely think this is a business move because, you do not become a multi-billionaire with not being savvy, without being, you know, not having a strong business background. Number two, you don't become a billionaire by pinching pennies. And that kind of sounds counterintuitive to what I just said, but you have to spend money to make money. And I think Wofford was too far away for a lot of the people who live in this area to get down there and see them on a basis that's consistent. In the Pittsburgh area, you could make that drive 25 miles out in a morning, spend the afternoon, and there were people that would do that every single day.
It does not surprise me at all, Tim. And like you've said, this could be a huge business opportunity. Translation, make some moolah. We'll see how this pans out. Stay with us.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WPT, where we lead local.
Listen up, Carolinas. During the spring sales event, there's only one Jeep dealer in the Carolinas that has the largest new Jeep inventory. Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We are the only Jeep dealer in the Carolinas that guarantees we will beat any new Jeep deal. The spring sales event is going on now at Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located at I-77 and exit 28. Online at lakenormanchrysler.com.
Why go anywhere else?
So Joe called and shared that his busted concrete driveway is no longer jacked up. Those were his words. Hey, Ron here with DryPro. He was right. His concrete driveway was sinking, multiple cracks, and as he said, busted. Now his driveway has been stabilized, resurfaced, and looks like new concrete for a fraction of the replacement price. And it comes with a no re-crack warranty. So don't waste your money on new concrete with no warranty. Fix it now at the number 4DryPro.com. That's the number 4DryPro.com.
I'm Mark Garrison, WBT News. Charlotte police passing out cards with a message for illegal immigrants. You will not be deported if you call 911 to report a crime. Cops say the Latino community is scared after recent immigration raids, so crimes are not being reported.
Common law robbery, armed robbery, the assaults have taken place, house break-ins, larceny from vehicles. Pretty much everything's going up in crime stats because people are realizing they're not calling 911 again. So it's kind of like an easy victim situation.
Open season.
Very much so.
CMPD Officer Marty Baucom, but a spokesman for ICE, says if crime's up in the Hispanic community, blame the Mecklenburg County Sheriff.
The Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department now openly releases criminal offenders onto the street rather than allowing ICE to take custody of these persons. So if you have a robber, if you have a person committing burglaries, they know that if they are in the country unlawfully and are arrested for robbery, they will no longer be handed over to ICE. And so precisely what we said several months ago is a policy of non-cooperation would make the community less safe.
That's Brian Cox with ICE. Now let's check traffic. Here's Mark Thomas.
Thanks, Mark. We've got a hit-and-run reported. Inbound Wilkinson Boulevard just before 485 has a little bit of traffic delay there. And look for extra traffic uptown as the ACC tournament cranks up again at noon today at the Spectrum Arena. See for yourself why so many people are choosing a Toyota from Scott Clark Toyota and enjoy a premier sales and service experience that we have offered for over 33 years. Shop ScottClarkToyota.com. That's ScottClarkToyota.com. Mark Thomas, WBT Traffic.
WBT Weather, pretty nice day. High of 74. Tomorrow, though, look out, thundershowers, high wind, even a possibility of hail, and a high tomorrow of 70. Right now, it is 60 degrees uptown. Weather brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Go to markspain.com. And now there are 13 Democrats running for president, the latest Beto O'Rourke.
The 46-year-old former U.S. congressman from Texas kicking off his campaign in an online video saying this moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country.
The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater.
O'Rourke says he's going to run a positive campaign that seeks to unite a very divided country. A rising star in the Democratic Party, O'Rourke came close to defeating Republican Senator Ted Cruz in the midterms. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And Bernie Sanders, another Democrat in the race in South Carolina today. He will talk to a crowd in North Charleston. There is another jury verdict that says baby powder can kill.
The 46-year-old former U.S. congressman from Texas kicking off.
A jury in Oakland found that Johnson & Johnson is mainly liable for Teresa Leavitt's mesothelioma and that the healthcare company must pay her $29 million. The verdict said the baby powder was, quote, a substantial contributing factor in Leavitt's terminal cancer. Her suit is one of many that links cancers to asbestos in Johnson & Johnson's talc-based products. The company is facing some 13,000 similar lawsuits around the country and has insisted its talc products are safe. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
As the ACC continues its tournament in Charlotte, football getting a lot of attention. Some Carolina Panthers fans not happy. The team appears ready to move practice facilities to South Carolina. Panthers fans, or the Panthers rather, have been promised a bunch of tax breaks by the Palmetto State. Will Charlotte make a counteroffer to try to keep the Panthers practicing here? The mayor says they will try. At WBT, we lead local. I'm Mark Garrison, WBT News.
All Temp Heating and Air Conditioning just finished replacing and, more importantly, redesigning my home's entire HVAC system. Bo Thompson here, and to redesign, they first had to rethink. In fact, that's what they do best. All Temp specializes in redefining what it is to find maximum comfort and efficiency in your home. For example, you heard me talking about multiple air ducts in my home that were found abandoned or disconnected. All Temp repaired, reconnected, and/or replaced all of those. They sealed the ductwork with a whole house air cleaner and even an ultraviolet germicidal light, so now I have the added peace of mind about the air my family's breathing. Not to mention the new smart thermostats that can be controlled remotely via smartphone app. I could not be happier with my HVAC redo. So when it comes to heating and cooling, it's like a brand new home now for me. Just think what All Temp could do for your home. So what are you waiting for? Google All Temp Heating and Air Conditioning today. Better yet, call them 704-413-2300 or online. It's All Temp temp-ac.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of a dental practice when its network goes down. Quiet, huh? That's the sound of missed calls from patients, no access to online bookings, and x-rays that can't be viewed in real time. When you run a small business, that's the sound you never want to hear. Because running a successful practice takes more than just the right skills and the right tools. It takes the support and reliability of the right network. It takes Spectrum Business. With over 99.9% network reliability and the fastest internet starting speeds available, Spectrum Business will keep your business running and sounding like this. That's the sound of more online bookings, more calls, and more bright smiles. Because a busy practice is a thriving practice. Spectrum Business. We keep small business running. Learn how Spectrum Business can help you. Call 877-899-2522 today.
Did you happen to miss any of our great programming here? Maybe it was yesterday, today? Well, just go to WBT.com/shows. Catch up on everything that's going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. Before the break, we talked about a crime family hit. Pretty serious business here. Frankie Boy Callie was actually assassinated in front of his Staten Island home. Not only shot, but run over. Let's go out to a call from Willie. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Vince. I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Ha, ha, ha.
Why are you talking about crime families? Don't forget about the, you know, the TRUMPs. But anyway, look.
That was a pretty low blow there, Willie.
I know. You low know. Blow to the left to make the right jealous. Listen, why are you talking about this? In order for this fellow, Frankie Boy, he must have done some serious business. You know when the mob does that? When you sleep with a capo or somebody else's in the organization's wife, that is very, very no-no in the code of conduct, per se, as opposed to, of course, you know, who he can do whatever he wants and, you know, he gets elected president. But anyway, listen to this. I am very upset, and I want to throw this at all your listeners. Do you know if Cole actually consummated his relationship in The Bachelor? He found love, but I still want to know if he was able to lose his virginity or not.
Oh, my goodness.
I really want to know this.
I don't know, and frankly, I do not care, Willie. But maybe someone will respond and let us know what happened there. My goodness. Only in America, right? On the text line, remember when Medgar Evers was shot in the back in his driveway. His family came outside to find him bleeding out. That shooter was a coward. Dave, who is from the Marine Corps, said every combat kill of mine was face-to-face, man-to-man. Yep, I hear you. Texter here making light of this Frankie Boy thing. I told Frankie Boy not to testify against Hillary. Mama mia. My goodness. Let us see here. I don't think we want to share any of these texts. My goodness. I have opened up the floodgates somehow. I don't know how, but somehow they have been opened up. So we will try to close them now. Boy, there are, let's just say there are some interesting people out there. We'll put it that way. Another interesting local story developing. If you're listening on WBT, you probably heard about this story, the ongoing immigration issue. And I've got to tell you, I struggle with this. I really do. Because it seems like everybody's bending over backwards to somehow comfort those who are in the country illegally. Here's what this is about. CMPD is handing out messages to let families know they do not enforce immigration laws. Now, I'm kind of curious. What kind of education are these people getting? The adults and the children. So you don't know the difference between ICE and the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. Does this not go to the heart of one of our concerns we've always had? Of the kinds of people who are immigrating to the United States. This is not an indictment. This is not hate. This is not nativism or anything like that. Here's what's going on. CMPD handing out these messages reminding people they do not enforce immigration laws, saying this new operation is the best way to try and bridge the growing divide between Latinos and law enforcement. They're concerned they got a black eye when ICE started ramping up their raids. So officers are now trying to remind Latinos they don't have to be afraid to call 911 when they need help. Many families say they don't know there's a difference between CMPD and ICE because federal immigration agents use similar police vests. So CMPD is trying to clear up the confusion. And you know what this goes back to? And I welcome any opportunity for my friend Gary McFadden to come on this program. But we had some audio where an ICE agent, I think, was pretty much calling out Gary McFadden and saying the reason there's more of this community activity going on is because Gary McFadden will not, with his sheriff's department, cooperate with ICE. And he's basically saying, look, the problem here is this all started with Gary McFadden not cooperating with ICE. And as a result, ICE agents are going out in the community and making the arrests. CMPD concerned about the confusion. Let's go out to a call from Butch in Mooresville. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, I was just telling your screener, I have a couple issues with all of this because, number one, if you or I violate a federal law, where are we going? That's my first question. And the second part is, these people are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. When you flatly refuse to obey the federal law and the Constitution, to me that is a form of treason. You should be stripped of your job, all of your money, all of your entitlements, all of your health care, and you're out of work. I'll listen to you, Vince.
I understand where you're coming from, Butch. What do you do, though, when you've got people who vote for people who apparently don't have a conviction about upholding the Constitution and the rule of law? What do you do about this? And this is happening in cities all across the country. People who are voting in these politicians promoting these sanctuary cities. It's nauseating. It really is. Now, how many, I mean, are you going to have people going out warning you and I about crimes, the possibility, you know, they're going to bend over backwards? Oh, we just want to make sure we're not misunderstood. The IRS going to do that too? Hold your breath waiting for that to happen. More of your calls coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.